bada, ooh, hey, da, ba, da, ba, ba, da, ba, da, da, ba, da, 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 da,
Hey everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'm doing amazing.
Amazing and spiffy and beautiful.
Yep, I'm doing beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, welcome back to the Choir Corner. Season 3, episode 12 today. We are sitting here in the corner where we have begun to be the thing. And we're very excited because we are so close to musical. There it is.
Ding.
Today is February 27th.
2025.
At 12:33 p.m. Got him. I sent a message at like midnight in our group chat that we have for the podcast. And I looked at the time and I thought we missed podcast because it said Thursday, but it was like 12. So I was just like, oh my God, we missed podcast.
We missed it, yeah.
And
it
then
was Thursday.
And then I realized that it was midnight.
You made it up to Thursday, yeah.
The socials.
McKenna Meyer.
Yes.
It does sound
true.
I think I remember that
giggle.
Happening.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Shouldn't do that. But.
Well, before we talk about the podcast, maybe we should talk about the social media where you can find the podcast via link.
Well, you can find the Fremont Choir on all the socials at Fremont HS Choir on X, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.
The places you may be. Oh, the things you'll know. Oh,
the places you will go.
Dr. Seuss.
I don't know.
I have found myself in the middle of podcasting lately thinking, God, I hope he keeps all of that. And that's one of those moments. Yeah. I hope he just keeps all of it.
No, no. Yeah.
I have had a harder time cutting things that, like, it has to actually just be irrelevant to what we're doing. But if we screw up, I tend to keep it.
Yes.
Because we tend to, like, make it fun when we screw up. And that's, like, everyone
that's
likes
the funny part,
that.
Yeah. So if you are hearing this and the part got cut out, I could not say socials. So that took me three times. Third time's the charm. But
yes, right.
We made it.
So you guys, socials. Podcast. Hopefully you're already listening to this, but maybe your mom's playing in the car or your dad. I'm just listening on family owners now. But you can
please list for us the possibilities.
Your grandma, maybe your grandpa,
other people,
your great
human
uncles.
Beings of all kind.
Maybe we're listening to it in the choir room right now.
Yes.
Shall we move on?
Yes. For somebody else who will speak for us in the eight ball today, we have today the inimitable Johnny Saxon.
Johnny!
Or is it Saxton?
Saxton.
Saxton.
With a T. And he's in the room.
Hello.
Physically in the room.
Happens to be here. Hello, Johnny. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hey. That was
straightforward.
That was straightforward.
Yes, totally amenable. You said. Yes. Totally amenable.
Are you going to be nice today?
Let me Google that for you.
Oh, okay.
What's the Google? Did it say good?
At least that didn't sound snappy like we have had in the past with other people in the eight ball.
That's right.
So thrilled to be here.
State law prohibits it.
Yeah. Oh.
He also.
He would be thrilled if it wasn't.
Right. But since law won't allow it, he can't say it publicly.
Yeah, we're getting down to the last few people to have in the eight ball. So you can probably guess based on the people that you have heard in the bumpers, but have not yet heard in the eight ball who is left.
Right.
We've got five or six, and that's about the number of podcasts we probably have left this year.
Right.
So there will be people.
Can't wait.
It'll be great. Cool. Our next segment is from you guys, the listeners, entitled
You've Got Mail.
Jackson Richard Larson.
That's very high.
Who else? Who else could have that?
Richard Larson.
Okay, guys, I'm the one with the comments, and we've got two today from our usual commenter, Michael Nichols. He says,
I keep bopping the microphone. like a pro.
Bop it. Okay.
He says, hello, choir director corner. Not our name.
Not us.
Where? Different one. That's a different podcast. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe you meant to put
not
this on.
Not our name.
He's commenting on the other one.
Yeah. He accidentally comments on the wrong
he's
one.
He's commenting on both podcasts.
Hey.
Just opposite.
He's cheating on us. He's listening to other to other choirs. What is that about, oh, Michael?
That's funny. Okay. Where or when do you guys listen to music the most? And then it says musically, Mike.
Yeah, musically, Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Musically,
I feel like
Mike.
We've talked about this in our talk about music consumption before. In the car is a big one. I have a home music office there quite a bit. Used to be on AirPods, but I don't listen on AirPods as much lately. So nothing special, I guess. You are looking at me like I'm going to have something exciting to say.
No,
I just realized that mine is quite normal.
Yeah. If the question is most, which I think is what he said, it's here. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's all I do. You know, I mean, not all I do, but I mean, the vast majority of the music that I consume live, and the vast majority of that I do in class.
I hadn't considered that.
Yeah,
but I think still probably in the car.
I don't listen to music.
I guess I don't really count.
You
this.
You just like sit
this
in silence.
Different. I'm
or
not
like
I'm not consuming music here. We're participating in it. You know, so I guess I don't. This is semantics.
I think probably I feel like it's both, you know, I'm both consuming and participating in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I can imagine you sitting in the car just driving.
There are days.
Try not to
there are days when I'll get in the car.
Air.
I mean, I usually listen to podcasts, but there absolutely are days when I get in the car and I drive home and I get most of the way and go, oh, there's nothing.
There's nothing playing.
I didn't even realize.
They're like music in your head or you just like in silence?
I'll drive in silence quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
If I'm late to school, if it's like 7:40 and I'm leaving the house and I'm like, why am I leaving the house at 7:40? I'll just like sit in silence.
That's me. I would prefer to have music on, but because it takes me time to like connect my Bluetooth, whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
I run late every single place I go. So I hardly listen to music.
That's so
mean. Because I'm always running late. Yeah. So.
Johnny, you listen in the car?
No!
Oh! I like how pirate-esque that was.
What did you turn into?
It's like pirate meets Randy Macho Man Savage or something all of a sudden. Holy smokes. Very good.
I think the place I listen to music the most is when I'm cooking. I cannot cook and not listen to music. I don't know what it is. Like, I can't bake and like not listen to music.
Do you cook a lot?
Yeah. Like, it's like midnight. It's like midnight and I'm like baking cookies. My dad comes home and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I had to make cookies.
JJ,
I do that a lot.
JJ likes like police dramas. So while she's cooking, she has the iPad in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And usually it's like someone was getting murdered and
like NCIS type of things.
The evil. She likes that. She likes Criminal Minds, all the Law and Orders, you know, those kind of things.
My parents love that.
And I make spaghetti a lot. 3 times out of 10, I will make spaghetti.
Would you like to come be my personal chef?
Yes. I will make spaghetti all the time.
Found you guys' lot in life here.
Okay, what else do we have for comments?
Gabe, this is just a comment. He said, you said today was January 13th, not February.
Did he?
Yeah, I guess you did.
That's entirely possible.
Did he? I even edited it. I edited it. That's hard to say.
It's entirely possible.
Oh, it's Gabe Kelfi, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happens.
I bet right? It's equally likely that I said it was January 13th or that he heard January 13th because of the fumes from whatever he used to dye his hair.
Oh my. He needs rot. To use toner. Where's the toner at?
I don't know what he did.
It's orange. His hair is orange. Get that toner in there so it becomes blonde.
Well, if it's a first time, you never know.
Yeah.
It's the second time doing this.
Well, that still counts.
It's still not very many.
It doesn't count.
That's not a lot of experience.
I'm going to give him slack
Boom.
On this.
It's entirely possible I said January. If I had a dollar for every time I misspoke on the month or the date, I'd do that. I'll be like, it's April. I mean October. Like, it doesn't even have to be like together.
You know what this is a perfect time for? You could comment, go listen to the last episode, see if we did say January, and then come back here and give us a comment.
It seems like a lot of work, but
entirely
somebody
possible.
Maybe will do it.
Yes. Entirely possible. I'm not even... I mean, I'm not denying this is a possible. I mean, absolutely. I bet I did say January. I'm just surprised you didn't catch it.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shucks.
You would usually say that to me. Oh, really? January? I mean, February.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, yeah.
Yeah, that's happened before. No,
yeah, for sure.
It happened. I missed it this time.
Yeah.
So thanks you, Gabe.
Yeah, thanks you, Gabe.
Thanks you, Gabe.
Yeah. Well, our next fun game, listeners, is...
Question everything?
Michael.
Everything?
Question the everything?
He's person number one, which maybe that was prophetic. He's my number one.
Ah.
Oh my gosh, because he's the
number one comment.
Happens to be the number one fan.
Aw.
Yeah.
So. We should get Michael. Him a shirt.
Number one.
They give a pin. Yeah. Michael one. Michael? Number one.
Michael one. Fan. Are there multiple Michaels?
No.
Listeners, we're going to play Question Everything, and if you've listened to us before, if I'm stepping on your toes, I'm sorry. I'm just
what the heck?
Jumping into the thing. Would you like to explain the
game? Yeah!
All right,
hey guys, welcome back to Question Everything. So basically, we're going to pick a music-related term, hopefully, and we're going to make a subject out of that music-related term. And then, through yes or no questions, we're going to try to guess what this is. So last week, we had, don't even remember, like piano! And I would say, can you play on it? And Harmon would say, yes. And then I'd be like, piano. And then he'd say, yes. And then I win. And that's all I get from
what
that.
What do we win?
$20 billion. I'm just kidding. We play. We win the win the opportunity to play red cards, green cards.
Got it. Are we going to play red cards, green cards?
So everyone
if we
gets
don't
a
get
participation
it.
Trophy.
Yes. We will get it. That's the okay. thing.
Everyone will get it.
Yes, right. Yeah, there's a 28th place trophy.
You tried.
Okay, I have one.
I also have one. Go ahead.
Mine is a musical location.
Like, when you say musical location, could it be like the opera house?
It could.
Okay. Yeah. Is this a like named place?
It does not have an official name in that we would call it, but it absolutely is something everybody would know what it was if we called it by what we call it.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you find it in Fremont, Nebraska?
We would.
Okay.
Okay, am I interpreting this wrong? I'm thinking of a musical destination as in Dead Rock, Nevada. Like, it's in the musical. You're talking about, like, a place where music happens.
Not a location in that it's like we're going to a musical place or whatever, but it's a place that is musical.
Pause. Okay. I asked a question.
She's keeping track.
Question. Megan asked a question. I asked another question. Okay, good.
Okay, so is it a physical place in Fremont?
Yes.
Have we been, like, performed there before?
Yes.
Oh.
You mean we, like, Fremont
like,
Choir?
Like, a varsity choir. Has varsity choir performed there before? Like, in our years.
No. Or chorale, or musical, or some group from Fremont.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a nursing home?
No.
It's a country club.
No.
Oh, we did do that last year.
Is it a school?
Yeah.
Is it? Does it have to do with musical promos?
No.
Okay. Shoot.
Is it at Midland?
No.
Is it at Fremont High?
It is.
Okay.
Is it the auditorium?
No.
That Fremont. Wait, I'm not talking to you. I'm just trying to remind myself. It's at Fremont High School.
Is it in the gym?
No.
Is it on the south side of the building?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it indoors?
Yes.
Is it the choir room?
No.
Is it the green room?
No.
Is it Mrs. Sassy's room?
No. Let me give you a hint.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
You asked a question earlier that was no. The answer was no. But if you had asked the question by asking... Is it part of in that kind of thing? Then the answer would have been yes.
Me?
Yes.
I asked this question?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot.
I don't remember what you asked.
Sorry, guys. I also don't remember what I asked. I said a lot.
So it's inside somewhere in Fremont. Physical place.
Correct.
Inside in the high school.
Yes.
On the south side.
Yes.
That isn't.
Not the band room.
Are we counting these? Shoot.
No, these are all questions you've asked.
Yeah.
That's recap. Okay.
The lecture hall?
No.
Are we going to get it if we just start guessing all the places?
I don't know if you will, actually.
Wait, okay, let's go back. He said if we called it this, everyone would know it, right?
Uh-huh. But I don't remember what you asked, so that's useless for me.
Yeah, I know.
I'll give you another hint.
Okay, great.
Of the four of us, Mr. Lockwood and I would have a much more vested interest in this.
Is it the pit?
It's the orchestra pit.
All right.
Yes.
That's the pit.
The pit. Yeah.
So it doesn't have a name, a physical name. Yes. But if, when I say the pit, everybody knows, right?
Knows. Yeah.
And the question you asked was, is it the auditorium?
No, but
if you had said, is it in the auditorium? Yes. So it wasn't the auditorium.
That was a good one.
But it's part of the auditorium. So you know what I mean?
That was 23.
Dang.
23.
Yeah. The pit.
Got him.
The pit. Mr. Lockwood, you had one?
I have one.
Okay.
You've done a lot of them with the bar, the pit. It's actually just two, but.
There you go.
A place where music is made.
Choir room.
No.
Is this a Fremont, Nebraska location?
No.
This a Nebraska location.
Not like explicitly.
Okay.
So not a proper name.
This sort is not of venue, a named place.
Not Fremont Opera House or Correct. Orpheum Theater.
Got Going it. Back to what I asked before.
Got it. I understand.
This is more general.
Gotcha. Is it a jazz club?
No.
Okay.
Is it a theater?
No.
Did we ask that already? I feel like we did.
No.
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 Is it an amphitheater, like an outdoor venue like that?
If the stars are aligned and the moon phase is right.
Johnny says yes. Johnny says
no.
He thinks it is.
Okay.
Dang
is it.
I thought maybe you told.
Is it indoor?
Yes.
Okay. Has the choir performed at one of these because you said it's a generic?
No.
No.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
But indoor, you said. So it's not like a stadium where a band would perform or something like that.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes.
Please.
You're going to spend a lot of time here not making music, but the point is to make music.
Oh, is it a recording studio?
It is a recording studio.
Nice. Oh. I was going to actually guess
nice.
That.
That's awesome.
Yeah, somewhere that's a good one. Music is made.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was good.
Good job.
That was really good.
Do you have
I think you're right. Has Fremont ever gone? I was like, I don't think so.
Do you have one?
I don't have one, so I was asking
I think you're right
you.
That there's not one in Fremont, that there's not a recording studio
I'm scared
studio
they've already
space.
Done this one. That
I've been to
mind,
Rainbow
though.
In Omaha once. It's a recording studio.
Okay. I haven't been there.
Ooh, okay.
It was cool.
I've got one.
I've been to Studio B in Omaha a couple of times.
Okay. It's a musical person.
Musical person?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Is this... So it's a real person,
mm-hmm.
not a fictitious character.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Is it a Fremont High School related
mm-hmm.
musical person. Okay.
Did they graduate already or are they still like?
That's a complicated question. They are graduated.
Okay.
Maybe not from here.
Has this person like created music that they've sold?
No.
No.
They went to Fremont and they didn't graduate here?
I'm not sure they ever went to Fremont. That's the thing.
Didn't you ask if they were a Fremont? But that's what you asked, right?
If they graduated.
But we also asked something about, are they from the choir in Fremont? And you said yes.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
Fremont. I said Fremont, Nebraska related
Check
person.
The tape.
Fremont
related. Check the tape.
Fremont,
okay,
Nebraska
but not,
related.
But not somebody who necessarily graduated
but
from Fremont.
Not someone who, Fremont, Nebraska related. Someone who didn't. I'm not sure if they graduated from here or not.
I would be somebody who was a Fremont, Nebraska related
like
person who
Matt,
didn't graduate from Fremont.
Okay. Or like Matt would be like graduated from Fremont.
Right.
That's who I'm thinking. But. I'm not sure about this
right.
person.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is this person in their 30s?
No.
Is this person in their 20s?
No.
Is this person in their 40s?
Probably.
Okay. Narrows it down.
Is it Mr. Weddle?
Mm-mm.
Is it a current teacher?
Mm-mm.
Does the person currently live in Fremont?
Yes.
And in their 40s?
Probably.
Is it Dustin?
Mm-mm. That's a good guess, though.
That's a good one.
That's a good guess, though.
Is it a man?
He's older than her.
That's what I was thinking.
No.
A woman.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to be really embarrassed if they graduated from Fremont, because I just don't know.
Is it somebody involved in the current musical production?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very.
Is it Mrs. Sassy?
Mm-mm. Not a teacher.
Is it Kathy?
Mm-mm.
Is it, like, someone's mom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is it Angie?
Yay!
Yeah, right. I got it.
Angie.
She's not a Fremont.
How old is Angie?
She's my age.
Send an email.
Angie, if you could comment down below how old you are if you graduated from Fremont.
Yeah, she
graduated.
She's here now. She came in the shop while we're...
And she graduated from like Sioux City or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking because I feel like
she's
I had this conversation with her before, but I just couldn't remember.
Yep.
Huzzah.
Nice.
The answer was Angie Meyergird.
Now I have something.
Okay.
And it is like... It's an object. I'll just say that. It's your first clue.
A musical object. Is this the idea?
Like, are you saying, can it create music? It cannot create music, but it is a musical, as in,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Great. Is it a gun?
Great.
No, it is not a gun.
Some people might say they create music. Is it bang, 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 bang.
Is it a prop? In this show.
In our current
show. Well, it is in this show, but I don't think you could. I think a prop would be something that you can carry, or maybe that's wrong. Yeah, oh. So it's not a prop.
Then. Is okay. It the bar?
No, it's not.
We've done that one.
Yes. This probably is going to be pretty easy, but...
Is it like the car?
Ah, dang.
The car.
I really wasn't thinking. Yeah. I couldn't think of anything, and I was like, Angie always works on the car. I'll do that.
Sing it.
I was like, I'll do the car. Like,
the two things we had last time, you were mentioning the bar last time.
Yeah.
And I thought the car, because it was a piece of set that was large, but not gigantic.
Right.
Yes.
This is right. The other one.
The bar was really good. Good job.
Nicely
well done,
done,
everyone.
Johnny, you have a good time.
If the stars are aligned and the moon phase is right.
Is that like a hesitation or is that in the audio?
He does. Yeah, that was the best one because I had everyone record them multiple times. So I was like, oh, you got through it. It's fine. So, all right.
Well done.
Team, our next fun game is...
Red cards, green cards.
Who's this person?
Is it Savannah? Like Savannah
person
Ulick?
20. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That might sound it right, but like, I feel like she didn't record. I feel like I didn't see her go in and record.
I have zero idea.
Can we get a recap on that one? Sorry.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very important.
I'm going to make these shorter next time.
Red cards, green cards. That does sound like Savannah.
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
Yeah, that might be right. It's the it's at the end, very end of how she talks.
Jessica Coleman.
I feel like Jessica Coleman's voice is a little more like nasally almost. Not like nasally, but like when I think of Jessica, like because of her piercings, I guess.
Team, Red Cards, Green Cards is a game that we play here on the podcast, which is very much like apples to apples.
Team.
Where we're going to put down a green card with an adjective and we're going to pick some nouns that are related to Fremont High School Choir. And we are going to guess what we think the judge is going to find the most funny. And then they will pick a thing and we'll get a point. 3 points wins. Everyone grabs 8 cards.
Hurt her mumbling.
I just snorted again. I kept that last time.
Yes, you did. Why don't you go first?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at my cards, which is fine because...
You're going to go first.
I'm going to go first. Okay. This green card I have has 3 things on it. We're going to go with scary. This is different with just the 3 of us, or 3 people putting in cards.
This one.
Okay.
That's terrifying.
Gather, 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 gather. The word is scary. I've got scary showmances. Scary my GPA and scary JV choir.
Scary my JV choir is really good, actually.
Okay,
those
my
are all pretty
GPA
funny.
Was solidly average, 2.8. That's my always my in both college and high school. So fine. I really want to say showmances, but I'm going to throw JV choir under the bus.
No!
Showmances! Showmances is really funny.
That's really scary.
Honestly, all of those were funny.
Yeah, those were really good.
Good job, gang.
Nice job.
Okay, me or Harmon?
You.
Okay.
Clockwise, always.
Alrighty. Okay, the word is best. Okay, very...
Best?
Yes.
That's a different one. What is best?
All of my cards are not the best.
Greatest. Finest is what it says. The best. Well, best. The musical announcement. Okay,
that's really good.
Yes, that's good.
Best.
Drummers.
Best.
They would think so.
D-flat major.
D-flat major.
Okay.
Well, I better know who put that.
Definitely the musical announcement because, come on, that's fun.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Did you hear D-flat major? I can't
believe
it.
You didn't go with fanatical?
No. Well, to be honest, I was like, I don't even know what that means. So I feel like I probably
a green card.
Just give her the whole stack.
Oh, yes. We'll just pass it around.
One to me, one to Megan.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
It says nonsensical, but I think you like spelt it wrong and then you put an exclamation
mark.
Can I get it?
I crossed it out and was like, oops.
Nonsensical means meaning no sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a good word.
Yeah, I screwed up on the card. I didn't want to rewrite it. Like, whatever. Waste not.
Waste not, while not.
I like that. That's good.
And slumber, then the snot, nor sleeps.
Okay. Nonsensical. that one bass. Yep.
That's true. Is that?
That's pretty good.
That is really good.
I don't know. Maybe it is mine.
Nonsensical high fives instead of answers. Yeah, that's good. Armin's second favorite day.
The world may never know why he likes parent-teacher conferences so much.
Hey, do you know what his first favorite day is, though?
The other
That's really funny. Harmon's second favorite day.
Yes!
Harmon's second favorite day.
Well done.
Are we going to two or three?
Three.
Okay.
Nonsense call?
I'd never played high fives instead of answers before. I thought that would be good, but alas. Someone's raising their hand for a question.
Yes.
I just give them an air high five.
High five, yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to answer your question, but I acknowledge that you're here.
The word is useless.
Oh, my.
Useless.
Ooh, I got one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have one. I've got this one in the bag.
If you don't choose that, I think I'll cry a little.
Shut up, you.
All of mine are not that great, but we'll see.
What was the word again?
The word is useless. My neighbor is a moron. Is useless.
I know, that one kind of...
Cats, generally. Not the musical.
Yes.
Cats, generally.
That's...
Double sharps and double flats. No, it's cats.
Yeah.
Generally. Yes. Yeah, it's definitely cats.
I'll take the green card.
Oh, sorry.
Shoot.
Yes.
2 points for me.
What the heck? What
did I have today,
Harmon?
Two for Megan.
Yes.
You have two?
Yes.
I have two.
We've been shut out over here.
Yeah, I know. I can.
Where's the discard?
I'm just going to put it right
you
there.
Didn't do ginormous?
You didn't do ginormous?
I'm not picking any of the good
words. No, but I decided to do useless.
Like nonsensical.
Useless. I just dropped them on the floor.
You won. Why are you complaining?
Okay. Me. It's my turn. I shall draw a card.
My turn.
This is dead air. let's go with battle hardened.
What is
battle hardened?
I think I need to expand my vocabulary. Yeah. I don't know half of these.
They've
words.
Been through a lot of things, and okay. So they can take it. They're battle hardened.
I swear,
battle hardened.
I like battle hardened. That's a good word.
We've got battle hardened the lead.
Oh my God, Jack Larson.
Battle hardened sing alongers. I don't think they deserve
they've
any.
Been through it.
They've been through it.
No, we've been through it because of them. Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And battle hardened the altos.
We should add a card
they get
that
no
says.
Respect.
We should add a card that says the people that have to deal with the sing along.
That's right.
Yes.
Battle hardened
the altos.
Yeah, it is.
There we go. They don't get no respect.
They get no respect. That's right.
No respect.
No respect.
Okay. The word is. Speedy.
I like the way you say it. The word is.
Speedy.
Speedy.
Wait.
I've got two. Megan's got two. Harmon's got one. Alexis, zero. Goose egg.
Oh, God. All these are awful.
Okay. Speedy.
So I could win.
For this.
Getting hurt at inconvenient times. That happens real speedy. Speedy. Gabe has a question.
Oh, okay.
Speedy, that one costume change. Okay. These two are really funny, but they kind of don't make sense.
That one's literal.
But the one costume change, that makes sense. So I feel like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to go with the one that makes
That's
sense.
That's me.
No!
Winner, winner.
Dang, I should have gone with one of the other ones.
I did do Alexis. What? I don't know.
What? Penn State did to Nebraska.
I have no idea how that expression works, but we've been saying it, so... Good job. I mean, by that I mean, thank you for picking my things.
Thank you for picking.
You didn't pick artificial.
All of these would have been good for like the first one we did. I can't even remember what the word was. I had unplanned fire drills. Like that would have been so good for the first one. That's not speedy.
Fire. Johnny, are you feeling speedy?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. That's actually coming out of Harmon's mouth, guys.
Yeah.
So I, let you know.
I have always wondered that. Why? Well, I mean, I understand why they have us walk, but also if it's a fire,
the fire
I'm kind
right
of
behind
wanting
us.
To get
well,
out of
trying
the
to
school.
Alleviate a stampede.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
They don't
fire
want anyone
is
to get
setting me on fire.
Run over. I didn't get killed by fire. I got killed by my peers.
Yeah.
All right.
The fire ultimately got me, but because my peers trampled me on the
yeah,
road.
I had no
rug,
hope. Yeah. All right, Megan, our next fun game is...
True facts.
Emily
Meyergard.
Aww.
Megan,
so cute.
Tell us what's true in the world.
I love when you say that.
I'll make sure to do it.
Okay. I'm very excited about my true facts today. I don't know why they just all seem very...
I can't wait.
Interesting. Okay. So number one, did you know that honey never spoils? Honey is one of the few foods that can last forever. Archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient Egyptian tombs that are over 3,000 years old and are still perfectly edible. The secret is in its natural preservatives and low moisture content.
I bet it's delicious.
I didn't know that.
You did know that?
Yeah. I just saw that on something.
I didn't know that it couldn't spoil, but I did know that, you know, I mean, lots of times people will recommend using like local honey when like in when you're getting sick and things like that because it's going to have the makeup of the environment, the stuff around, right? So it can help your body fight illness and that kind of thing.
I wonder if it ages like cheese and wine, you know?
That's what I was thinking.
Like, better honey with get age. Better?
Yeah, I don't know.
I doubt it because I've never heard anyone say, oh, it's some good... Some good honey.
3,000-year-old.
3,000-year-old honey.
This is my 1918
is that
honey
pot. Is that how they knew that it was like, still good? Might. They were just like, okay.
Yeah,
100%.
Just stuck it in their gob.
They were like...
It's like they were... What if they were doing like a honey tasting? You know, no, like good. Wine tasting.
A honey tasting.
Where it's just like... Here's this honey that was made yesterday. Yeah. Here's the 30,000. Oh, that's awful.
That one's terrible. Yes,
this yeah, well, this really
needs
good.
More time.
This is from the south of France
the
over here. Yeah. And this one's from the. Yeah. Yeah. This right. is the New Zealand
they found
honey.
This in the dinosaur ages.
Next true fact: some fish can walk on land. The mud skipper is a fish that can walk on land. Using their pectoral fins like legs, they can move across mud flats and even climb trees. These fish are true adventurers exploring both land and water.
They can climb trees?
And yes. They are really ugly. I looked up a picture of one.
They're beautiful. Mud skippers are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful. This guy had them in his like little pond, and it's just like on the sidewalk. Like he walks out, it's like sunny, and he's just like on the sidewalk. It's a mud skipper.
I was waiting for more of that story.
No. And then he puts him back in the pond.
Every single week.
There's something.
Every single week.
It's always something with you.
Some
we have
thing.
A conversation about some true fact that's sort of like, really? And Alexis is like, oh, yeah, I've known that for 300 years. Yeah, you guys never seen the picture of the mud skipper on
Common
the sidewalk?
Knowledge.
Outside the guys?
Like, no. They're so cute.
Every
have
single
you ever seen a mud skipper?
Week.
You want to see a mud
no.
skipper?
No. Like, you no, I've never heard of this before. Also, there's like an old adage in education that's like about equity in education that like students have different strengths than each other, and it's like a it's disgusting. It looks like a lizard with no legs.
It's so cute,
and yet it can climb trees.
That's right. It's got like a picture of a tree. It's a comic. It's got a picture of a tree, and next to the tree is like a chimpanzee and like a duck and a snake. And a fish and that sort of thing. And it says something like, the teacher says something like, okay, today to class, today's assignment is to climb the tree, right? Like the fish can't do it.
Yeah.
Like the snake sort of can't. But like the chimpanzee is going to excel at this, right? Uh-huh. But if the chimpanzee was asked to swim laps or whatever, the fish would win, right? So it's like that, you know, students have different strengths and that kind of adage, right? So this thing flies in the face of this cartoon because it's a chimpanzee and a fish. Wrapped in one.
Also,
and it might as well be a snake.
I never liked that particular like metaphor for the thing anyway.
You don't like it?
No, because that makes it about like the kids and their learning styles, and I'm not a learning styles guy. And so I'm sort of like a I think it's just bad programming on the part of the teacher, you know.
Interesting. Kind
of yeah, that's my controversial opinion on this. I think we can all do something all together no matter what our learning styles is. You just have to pick the right thing.
That I was like doing a high five, and then we all jump in the air and we pause.
That's my opinion.
That's what I was thinking.
In your head?
Yeah, in my head, we all jump in the air.
It's just a freeze frame of the high five. Yeah, it's the end of a movie.
And then
just
like
before, just the before the high five itself right here. Da, da, yeah. Da, da,
cute. Happy
and you both are looking at the camera and you're like.
And it's 80s graphic and 80s songs.
So the mudfish.
Yes, the mud skipper.
Skipper,
mud
whatever.
Don't get it wrong. It skips across
it skips
the mud.
And climbs.
We should mud skip this true fact. Go ahead.
All right. And for our final true fact of today, did you know that a jiffy is an actual unit of time?
Back in a jiffy?
You've probably heard someone say,
Back in a jiffy?
Yep. Well, a jiffy is a real unit of time. In physics, it represents the time it takes light to travel 1 centimeter in a vacuum, which is approximately 33.3564 picoseconds.
Picoseconds. Yes. Something very small.
So, back in a jiffy is a real...
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Are you interested in going for track?
Yeah, it's me, a guy. Interested in going for track.
You a freshman guy.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
So, a picosecond.
Yes.
Is a unit of time.
I think that's smaller than a nanosecond.
I like pico. I've never been in physics, so I couldn't tell you for sure.
I know. I know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, I know that we have to be able to measure these things. Mm-hmm. This is a thing we have to be able to do. That is so utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, these instruments must be, you know, capturing incredibly fine measurements.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's beyond my understanding.
Yeah.
Am I
correct? You know, they captured the energy of the sun, like they could manufacture the energy of the sun in France.
No. Really?
A couple of days ago. There was a thing about that. It was amazing. A
couple of days ago.
A couple of days ago.
Wow. That's great.
All I can think of when I think of picosecond is like salsa. So I feel
pico
like I should.
Second.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pico to second.
I can't even think exactly what you said.
Right.
I like can't even like, well, where is that? I like no millisecond and that's it.
Yeah. It's sort of unfathomable. And we've got picosecond. Why do we need jiffy?
I know.
Back in a picosecond.
Yeah. I'll be back in a picosecond. We should start that one.
I'll be back in a picosecond.
3 point however many picoseconds.
Yeah. I can't wait.
It's 33.365, I think I said.
Oh, yeah. So this is like, I missed that. Yeah. Sorry. So it's multiple picoseconds.
Seconds is 33
points. I'll be back in multiple picoseconds. Yeah. Doesn't roll off the tongue like jiffy. You're like,
I'll be back in 3 picoseconds.
33.365 picoseconds.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be really funny.
You go.
That would be really. They both have like food names in them too. Like
now,
Jif,
think about
peanut
this.
Butter.
Think about this. If somebody said to you, "I will be back in 33.365 picoseconds," you'd be like,
"Cool,
thanks."
I'll be back in a
but
picosecond.
If they say, "I'll be back in a jiffy," we don't even consider it. Okay,
right.
See you in a little bit.
Yep.
So they're saying the same thing.
I'll be back in a skip and a hop.
A skip and a hop.
Hop, skip, and a jump. Yes.
Is a skip and a hop a measurement, a unit of measurement, too?
Probably not.
Tune in next time.
Tune in next time.
Make sure you put a comment down below. Yeah.
Yes, if you know the exact measurement of a skip and a hop.
If you could put the graph on where a picosecond is compared to a millisecond, that'd be great.
I just saw this one. This is a hops. Blah, blah, blah.
Beep.
That's right. Thank you. There's a thing about a hop, skip, and a jump, only just related to like, you know, you throw like a stone into the water and stuff, and you want to skip it across the thing. There's the thing about how like if you throw a stone into water, then you might be the last human being who ever touches that stone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ever. Like it may be stuck under the water and then just eroded away and it's gone forever. Like,
yeah.
There may never be another human being who ever touches that stone.
Yeah.
I've killed some stones in my time. Oh, no.
I just think that's just amazing.
It's a
hop, skip, and a jump. It's not really related to what we're talking about.
It's still crazy.
A much bigger picture of the world than just, you know.
Johnny, did you know that?
State law prohibits it.
Okay.
Prohibits throwing stones?
Prevents killing stones.
Wow.
Killing stones.
You must live in quite the dystopian society.
Yeah.
Killing stones would be a good band name.
Yeah.
Rolling stones? The killing stones?
The killing stones.
It's
are they killing stones or are they stones that do killing?
No, killing stones.
Yeah. Killing stones.
Yeah, stones that kill. Yeah.
Like the rolling stones roll, the killing stones kill.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Johnny, do you live in a dystopian society in that April?
Oh. Yes. That was really
he didn't even
quick.
Let you get
on top of that.
He was like, save me.
Yeah.
That's why he can't do anything. Yeah, State law prohibits
that's
it.
Right.
State law prohibits
it. Not allowed.
He wants out.
Okay, team. We have made it to the back part of our podcast in which we discuss the...
Today's topic.
Lindy. The today's topic.
Hey, it's Lindy, by the way.
Yeah.
The today's topic.
Today's topic... is about musical Crazy for You, which is the show that we are doing next week, opening Thursday, March the 6th. running March 7th, 8th, and 9th, Sunday matinee here at Fremont High School. You can get your tickets at fremont.booktix.com. They are $6 for students, $12 for adults, or $10 or $15 respectively at the door.
Man,
please bring cash. Those kinds of things. It's going to be awesome. Crazy for You is a comedy.
You can bring cash, but you can also pay by card.
We'd love for you to bring cash.
Yep. So. Yeah, if you're going to bring cash, that's the reason we do 15 and 10.
Yes, if you do card, though, deal. I think is there a fee?
There is not.
There's no fee.
No, there's no fee. We absorb the fee on our end.
Cool.
So it is $12 or $15 or whatever you're paying.
Yeah. So we've been working, and this is kind of near the end of our time. What do you guys think about where we are?
I'm happy with it. I'm really happy with it, actually. I watch people perform or like be on stage and like so active, and I'm like, wow, theater's so awesome. That sounded very fairy tale.
Yeah, it can be cheesy. That's fine. We're in an idealistic kind of thing here. You know, we're making art.
I'm happy so far, and I'm happy that the ensemble's here, and I'm happy that the crew is here, and I'm like all around happy, and like I don't. Everything is like right in the musical.
She happy.
Yeah, I happy.
Very happy.
It's me happy.
I am just very proud. I mean, we've come a long way in the past like week, like a long way in the past week. And I think
that's the week where we're like, oh man, we better do this and this and this and this.
Right. It's that tech week speech where it's like, we don't have a show. And they're like punching you in the face.
Everyone has just put in so much work the past week to just, I know, make it a thing. And now watching it in rehearsal, it really feels like a show because like we have the whole dance numbers choreographed now. And like, I don't know. And everyone's starting to like really like come alive. Because we're like, I don't know. And it's just really cool to see and do
together.
Yeah.
It's good. We're going to start running the whole show tonight, today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
February the 27th, Thursday.
Yeah. January 27th.
Thursday.
February.
Yeah. February 27th. April 27th. We're not running the full show on January 27th. That's
fine. That'd be crazy.
So the show opens a week from today. It's going to be great. We're going to start running the whole show. We're going to add sound tonight. We're going to do costume stuff on Saturday. We start running whole dress rehearsals next week. It'll be over and done with before you know it.
Yep.
It already feels over and done with. That makes me very sad.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. It's crazy. So it's fine.
There are five really important days coming here, you know, these next 5 days as we get a chance to be together and, you know, dot all the I's and cross all the T's and that kind of thing. So it has. It's been a really incredible last 10 days or so, you know. Getting back, really kind of getting our feet back underneath of us after the snow days or the cold days and things. You know, we got to have rehearsal. Thank goodness. Thanks to those school district folks for understanding the need for that time. You know, even we were home with the cold, but you know that wasn't sufficient time for us to stay on track. You know, we had to really make up some time there. So it's been great to watch everybody sort of come along and. Pick up the pieces and take responsibility. I've tried to be really, really frank with the cast and crew over the last few days to tell them how much I appreciate their work and the efforts and the time and the, you know, the additional stuff they've taken on and the, you know, the responsibility and the desire for it to be great. You know, we absolutely see that right now. So I think we're in a really good place as far as there's things to iron out still. We're still working through some stuff, but it's really great to see it all.
Listeners, you should come and check out our enormous set. We haven't had like a big set since I've been here, I think at all, like this. This is the biggest one that just has the most like large moving pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cool. It'll be a spectacle for the eyes and the ears.
Yes. That's the thing I really love about this show. Sorry, where are you going to keep
going? No.
Okay. Is I just love like, I mean, it feels very, very Broadway. Like all of the dancing is super... like intricate. It's really fun.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great I think it's a great show, but should definitely consider
when I watch musicals outside of like obviously this one, I like get so lost in dance and I like find myself doing that. Like I forget to like be like, woo, yeah, you guys are doing great. Because I'm just like, well, how do they do that?
Yeah.
They're moving their feet so fast. And you guys are so in sync, especially the Follies.
Yeah, I think it'd be it. Yeah.
So
they're
good. You guys
plural.
Are like,
yes.
You guys just like come up with something and then it just like all works. You all do it at the same exact time. It's like the craziest thing. I'm like, wow, dancers.
Yeah, they have experience. Yeah, they were put there for a reason.
Yeah.
They know what's up. So they're supposed to, in the show, they're supposed to be the ones who are the experienced dancers. So,
yeah.
You know, you wouldn't have put people there who couldn't handle it.
That's right.
It's wonderful.
And they've taken on a lot of responsibility and really owned you know, getting some pieces done and some creation and some things like that. And, you know, they've really taken on a lot of responsibility. So I'm thankful for all of them. The thing I hope we take away is, you know, 8 weeks ago we were talking about the show and nobody knew what it was or anything like that. And so to hear you say, what I really love about this show is blah, 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 blah. We means we picked something that worked and something that's working, you know, and cause the only experiences you have are the experiences you have, you know? And so getting to do something new against that, with that as a backdrop is important. So yeah. when I contrast the experience at the top of Anastasia with the experience at the top of Crazy for You, those things are different, very different. And I hope for the two of you and the others that are getting a chance to do their second or third show, they're also saying the same thing. Man, this is a much different, you know, a much different experience. That's what I'm hoping for, that you're getting a different experience, you know. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
It's crazy that this is the last podcast that's happening before musical. Like, that is just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But with that being said, I mean, if you're listening, any students in particular, and especially seniors, just like, I mean, take these last couple of days. Don't take them for granted, because they're going to be gone soon and you probably won't get a chance to do something exactly like this ever again.
Right.
And
ever.
That's crazy to me. I don't know. That's what I love about choir in general, but especially the musical. It's just such a unique experience to get together with your friends that all care so much about it. I mean, we've seen that in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be working this hard if we don't all care about it and care about the people we're doing it with.
Right,
And I just think that that's something so unique. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially like
really
Saturdays. Yeah. We're together for so long. And then like all of a sudden, then like the next week, we're like just come back and we're, yeah, that was really good, guys. Glad we did it.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Don't even think about musical anymore.
I'm excited for the pit because we've, this is full of people that I know from all over, just like last year, but even more so. So I've got a ton of friends all from different things. It's just a weird little like, you know, all, you know, you have a bunch of experiences. You go to different schools, you do different things, you're in different organizations. And this is a pit where I've got 7 or 8 people that all don't know each other, but that I know, and that it's like, it's a weird conglomeration. So it'll be fun. We're going to be firing on all cylinders. I think you guys are going to be really impressed.
Hooray.
At how good we are. No,
this orchestra is
one of the better ones.
Yeah, the real deal. I mean, it needed to be, right? I mean, this is a challenging book, and I mean, some really, really challenging stylistically, but also, I mean, everything is fast. Everything is
there
cooking
are so
along.
Many fast,
you know, there's so many things. And,
I sent a picture of our like, chair mountain today to some people.
Yes.
To one of our players, and she's like, oh, the finale. I was like, no, it looks like the finale. It's actually stiff upper lip.
Yeah.
I was like, I could see how you'd think that, because every song is like, he's like, ah, big spectacle.
Yes, right. Yeah.
There's so many big spectacles.
That's so, yes. Yep.
That is so
That is so
Any
true.
One of these songs could be the finale.
What a rag.
What a rag.
That's one of the,
that one, yeah.
Literally. That's one of the things I really like about this show, that, you know, there's so many moments like that for everybody that just like, here we are, you know,
a bunch of songs. I just love with that. Ta-da!
Yeah, that's right. I just really love that. And you know, if we're laying all our cards on the table, this is a type of show that I really admire. This is a kind of show I really love. You know, sort of traditional Broadway and that sort of thing. And this era of music is an era I really love. And you know, so I admire the Gershwins a lot, and that music is just really incredible. And you know, all these great songs in here that are all George and Ira that I really love aren't even in like the top 10 songs of theirs that I love. You know, there's all this other music. So just adding all this great music. And I was saying to Mr. Lockwood today, I don't know how you can't love the music in this show. You know what I mean? I just don't know how you can't. So I know people, I mean, I understand it's not
it's
everybody's
full
bag.
Of fun
but
American classics.
Just this sort of Americana, you know, American folk song kind of, or American songbook kind of, you know, that kind of thing.
I was one of the I was one of the ones that's fortunate to get 3 musicals, and the cool thing is like Footloose was nothing like Anastasia, and Anastasia and Footloose are nothing like this one, and so it's been really cool to like see the different like difference in music, difference in dance, difference in costume. I mean,
In characters for sure.
Characters, you know. This one has comedy, which the other ones had a little bit, but not like this, right?
Yeah. I hope that the school experience for all of you guys, you get a well-rounded experience, right? You get out of it and go, boy, we did a lot of not just a lot of things, but a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You know, so you can get out and feel like,
yeah,
like you really got a, like a thorough experience.
Yeah. You know? I mean, for those of you guys who have been in the, been in choir for 3 years, for those to be your three shows, to know that really there were different. Two opportunities to perform with the symphony, two very different things with that, right? An opportunity to perform at NMEA this fall and all the things that go along, you know,
yeah,
that's the hope.
You've done a lot.
Kind of go, man, yeah. There's just all these things that are really cool. And that, I mean, that's the idea, you know, that's the decision-making process. If you're pulling away the curtain, you know, if you're looking behind, the thought process is I want these experiences to be vast and varied. And so, yeah, this show fit for that purpose, right? Those three are very, very different than each other. And that was kind of the idea. So I'm glad to hear you say that, to hear you articulate it and not just have it be something that's in my head. Because I articulate it in my head all the time, just talking all the
Bro's
time.
Bro's the bestest director. Get him on the choir director corner.
No, thanks.
The choir
I've
director.
I've got my own podcast. I don't need another one. Yeah. And if I'm doing a podcast, I'm doing it with Lockwood.
True.
Yeah,
you can get Lockwood on there.
Who could ask for anything you want?
Yeah. That's right.
Want to dance, Bobby?
Who could?
Oh, spoilers! Cut that out.
Totally out of. Oh, I'm
do
sorry.
Do the heart.
Big heart.
Complete
sorry.
The heart.
<It's>
cut that out.
It is awkward.
So I have to stay on the mic, too.
Stay on the mic.
Yeah. So, next Thursday, March 6th. 7th and 8th at 7:30, March 9th at 2:30, four show
dentist
opportunities.
Time.
That's right. The time you go to the dentist. On that day, don't go to the dentist, though. Come to the musical.
Yeah,
musical.
True. Yeah.
They're not there
and
on Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Come on Thursday. Sunday. Come on Friday.
That's right.
Saturday or Sunday. Come all days.
Oh, and. All days. I was going to say and instead of or. How about and?
Yeah.
Plenty of good tickets available.
Come Saturday.
Still. Yeah, plenty of good tickets available. We'd love to have you and love to see you. Make sure that you stop in the hallway afterward and tell the students how great they are and bring them some flowers or some candy or whatever it
hallway.
Is, you know.
Yeah. You know how that hallway goes.
Yeah, no, it gets it's oh insane
that's
out there.
It's a slow dirge.
Yeah.
A dirge? Dirge.
Yeah,
a dirge. Funeral
jiffy.
March.
Yeah.
In back. We will not be done in a
not
jiffy.
Not a jiffy.
Yeah.
Multiple jiffies.
Multiple
33.365 jiffies is what? Is that
one picosecond?
Well, time.
Is it not 99?
No, that was the other, right?
Picoseconds.
It was that many picoseconds.
Oh, man.
What's the next after that?
You have to multiply 33 something by 33 something.
Like
that
90?
Many picoseconds?
Yes. Listeners, if you know the
that's
answer.
That's by three.
Send a message to elliot.lucker@fbsmail.org.
Through audio.
Anyway, March 6, 7, 8, 9.
6, 7, 8, 9.
7:30 in the evening during the week, 2:30 on Sunday. We would love to have you. Fremont.booktix.com.
Fremont.booktix.com
is where you can find tickets. And there are plenty available. We would love to see you.
I always figure I'm being like Dave Letterman's wingman at the piano.
What's yeah. His name? Paul Schaefer.
Yeah. So he interrupts all the time.
He does interrupt
and
all the
so
time.
But he's, you know, he's like, I'm just going to say whatever Dave says.
Yeah.
You know, because I've got
that dynamic between the two of them was that. Yeah,
that's
you know.
the wingman. Not the wingman. What's that called? Sidekick.
Sidekick, right.
Sidekick. Your late show type sidekick.
Yes.
Anyway, that's how I treat accompanying, really.
As a sidekick?
As a sidekick. Yeah. I'm trying to, it's like part musician and part like sidekick. Yeah. Fun fact.
That took some getting used to. I did not have a sidekick prior.
Just jumping in.
Yeah.
Why is he talking?
that was something new to me.
Well, team, Johnny, should we call it a night?
If the stars are aligned and the moon phase is right.
A night. Yeah. I don't know why I said a night. It's clearly the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's clearly PM.
Yeah. Any of these prompts we didn't get from you, Johnny?
State law prohibits it.
What about this one?
Yes.
Or this one.
The cost is high. Are you willing to sacrifice everything for it?
What?
Are you willing to sacrifice everything?
Is there more?
Get to ask
is that
him
it?
Too much.
I guess if it's the musical, yes. We're willing to sacrifice everything for it.
I'm not
willing
to sacrifice everything.
Are you willing to sacrifice everything?
Everything.
Not everything. No. I mean, you know. Everything. If it goes down, it goes down. I'm still getting paid. It's fine.
So. I'm still getting everything. BFFN.
Forever. All right, team. Anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
Forever. All right. Goodbye.
See ya in a jiffy. Hope to see you later, alligators.
See you later, chat. This is going to be a nightmare. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, oh, ba, da, 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 da,